Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
It's simple math. Tim Horton's 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
Ghana Real Estate Developers Association GRIDA expresses worry over challenges facing the exchange rate regime. Plus, Forestry Commission embarks on aggressive campaign to compel mining companies reclaim used lands, engaging indigenous from mining communities. We have details of this and more lined up for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Economist Professor Lord Mensah is pushing for a rate hike to help check rising inflation and compensate investors of treasury bills. This is coming at a time the Monetary Policy Committee has started meeting from today to review developments in the economy. The committee will end their engagements later this week by announcing a new policy rate from the current 27%. Professor Mensah tells Joy Business the current environment does not support a rate cut despite the push from businesses.
You can see inflation has started, you know, building up again. The last time I saw inflation numbers, we're talking about month on month, 33% thereabout. And clearly it tells you that, yes, the policy committee looking at the trend are likely to maintain, you know, the policy rate or possibly increase, you know, the policy rate. Together with government being on the market looking for money every now and then through treasury bills, they cannot afford to bring, you know, the policy rate down. If they do that, they may not attract the necessary funds that is supposed to be. So having these two, you know, forces, you know, putting them together, the policy committee is likely to maintain or possibly increase, you know, the policy rate. And of course, it is not good for the supply side of the market, which has to do with, you know, lending to individuals and businesses.
Professor Lord Mensah is an economist. The Ghana Real Estate Developers Association, GRIDA, has expressed worry over the recent exchange rate challenges. President of the association, Patrick Ebobonfo, says this is unhealthy for companies within the real estate sector. He called for practical policies that will encourage companies to use local materials to stop the high cost of importation of raw materials.
As an industry, we can't hope for anything other than a stable, you know, exchange rate regime. It is our hope and prayer that maybe to counter that in our own way, we begin to use more, like I said, more of local produced materials and so on and so forth, and using certain technologies that we can replicate here. It will all help for us to, you know, reduce our reliance on imports. The less we import, the less pressure we put on the dollar. So going forward, we hope that all some of these things can happen, and then there will be implementation of new policies and new regulations to, you know, engender also find other financing options.
Patrick Ebobonfo is the president of the Ghana Real Estate Developers Association, GRIDA, speaking to Joy Business there. The Forestry Commission is urging mining communities to engage the services of local indigents in planting trees to reclaim lost forests in their various mining areas. The call follows move by the Forestry Commission to partner some firms to plant trees at selected mining sites. Speaking after signing a memorandum of understanding between the Commission and Asante Gold Chirano, Chief Executive of the Forestry Commission, John Alote, called for more collaboration to claim lost lands.
Wish that more of the indigenous species that were at the place before the impact will be the species that will be planted so that we'll be able to maintain the biodiversity of the place. We also expect that most of the people who will be involved in the reforestation project will be people from the community, you know, so that will be providing some benefits to the community around the area. So General Manager, we would expect that most of the people who will be doing the planting of the trees, the nursery, and any other activity, so far as this project is concerned, will be people from the community. That is something that our minister will always tell us, that we should make sure we engage people in the community for any project in our area.
John Alute is the Chief Executive of the Forestry Commission. In some other news, in a bid to touch and enrich lives, the Luckiest Promotion has awarded patrons with various home appliances ahead of its final draw. Brand Ambassador for the Luckiest Africa Promotion, Miki Osebeko, says free bus rides will be provided to patrons ahead of the final draw scheduled on November 30th. He spoke at a ceremony to award winners of the weekly draw.
What is going to happen is that if you are a participant or you have purchased any amount of any of the tickets, you get to be transported on a bus free of charge. You see our branded buses in town, some from Ashalibutwe, Madina, Adenta, to Accra Central, 37, Ashaima to Kaswa, and all of that. All these people, because they participated in the Luckiest, are going to have free rides on these buses. So these are arrangements that we have done prior to the grand draw, that's on the 30th of November. But after the 30th of November, we open the basket again for people to participate for next year's draw.
Miki Osebeko is the brand ambassador for Luckiest Promotion. Echo Park Resort Safari Valley says its facility maintains the highest standards of environmental, social and governance practices. This manager says Mosey has attracted a new wave of eco-conscious travelers, which has enhanced its profitability. Iris Nikwe is the assistant camp manager for Safari Valley Resort.
From our water filtration system, where we filter most of our water from the boreholes, take out the solid waste and also use the pure water. Also, water in the washrooms are all filtered, of which it is recycled. We use the three R's here, where we have the recycle, reuse, and also reduce. So our staff also are advised not to bring in plastic waste or single-use plastics into the resort. So we try our possible best to make sure that we reduce the plastics in the resort. Also, rubbers like bottles are used for landscape design. And we also use the electric cars, which also helps reduce our carbon footprint in the world.
Iris Nikwe is the assistant camp manager for Safari Valley Resort. Yango Ghana has signed a partnership deal with Glyco to provide insurance coverage for its riders and partners, ensuring their safety and well-being. This collaboration underscores Yango's commitment to enhancing the welfare of its service providers. Speaking to Joy Business after signing the deal, the country manager of Yango Ghana, Tom Ofonimi, explained that the move was part of the company's corporate social responsibility.
No, for this particular cover, we are extending this as our CSR project as well. So we are not charging the drivers for this. We'll be covering everything ourselves. This is a direct partnership between Glyco and Yango for users of the app. For us, we just want to buttress the fact that we care for safety and security of the people. And that's why we decided to partner with a giant company like Glyco to be able to provide this insurance cover.
On her part, Managing Director of Glyco Life, Mami Dufie Champoche Obeng, said the partnership aligns with the company's quest to expand coverage through technology.
Partnership means a lot. It means a lot to us as Glyco because we're very passionate about technology. We're driving technology in the market, in the Ghanaian market. And the fact that you have a technologically driven company like Yango having to partner with them to provide riding solutions to Ghanaians, Glyco coming in to partner with them means we can do that and do that safely.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The Ghana Technical University's Workers' Pension Scheme has recorded a significant growth in its asset by 24.6% in the 2023 financial year. The asset of the school's pension scheme jumped from 137 to 198 between 2019 to 2023. This feat the scheme attributed to the viable investments it made over the period. Board Chairman of the scheme, Professor Solomon Abeka-Kilton, told Joy Business the scheme took advantage of opportunities in the midst of the economic turmoil.
Over the financial year of 2023, our asset grew by 24.6 from 137 to 198. In fact, you don't protect inflation. You don't protect inflation. In business, we have factors that are internal and factors that are external. External factors can be opportunity or threats. You see the point. So what you do is you take advantage of opportunities and you manage threats. So if you take inflation as a threat, you cannot tell government that inflation should go down. That is government business. But what you can do is that what do you do to manage inflation? Make sure that you also invest in assets that can give you returns that is above inflation. And that is what we did.
Professor Solomon Abeka-Kilton is the board chairman of the Ghana Technical University's Workers' Pension Scheme. Time now for your insurance tip on MoneyLab.
Hello and welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Kofi Poli and Chief Operating Officer of People's Pension Trust. On MoneyLab today, we will look at pension tidbits. We will look and try to understand what pension is. Pension is basically a plan to put in place for our old age income security. Some also call it a tax-effective way of saving, especially where tax exemptions are in there. Now, pensions are self-funding. By that, what we mean is that all the parties, employer, employee, self-employed, must contribute into this fund so that in their old age, the fund will pay out some monies to the members. Thank you for being with us. Hope to see you in the next episode.
And that's how we part company here on the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here is one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank Money Emergency Number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Pleasure serving you. I am Pius Kojobaka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.